We pray. Speak, O Lord, your servants are listening. Amen. Okay, so Jesus is risen from the dead. Now what? Now everything has changed. We will be looking at 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 20 to discover these changes. And we do so under the inscription of verse 17, which says, "Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Change number one. There's a change in the way we see Jesus. Before his resurrection, well, first let me read verse 16. "Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer." It seemed as though Jesus was a mere man. Yes, he did some miraculous things, but look at him. He had a human body. He got tired. He got hungry. Sad. He felt pain. He even died. Now, to all of our senses, this was just a man. But now, he is risen from the dead. No mere man can do that. As Romans 1 says, Jesus Christ, our Lord, was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So now we see Jesus differently. We see what our physical eyes could not see, that this Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He is God. And that changes everything. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Change number two. It changes the way we see ourselves. Verses 17 and 18. "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled to us to himself through Jesus Christ." There has to be a reason why the Son of God would come down to earth, would subject himself to the law of God, law made for man, would suffer and would die and rise again. Was this just to show us how a person ought to live? Or did he want to feel what it's like to be a human being? It is true that Jesus is a good example. It's also true that his human sufferings made him sympathetic toward our weaknesses. But the primary reason for his coming was to reconcile us to God. By sin, we were enemies of God. But the life, death, and resurrection of the Son of God has changed all that. There was bad blood between us and God, but the good blood of Jesus Christ has resolved that. No longer does God count our sins against us. We are new. We are different. We are cleansed. We are reborn, transformed, invigorated, filled with the Holy Spirit. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Change number three. It changes the way we see other people. Verses 16 and 19. "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh." God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Just as we once saw Jesus according to the flesh, so we used to see all human beings according to the flesh. But now, with a clarified vision created by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we see that Christ has reconciled the whole world to himself, not just us. That old man walking down the street, that woman driving in the car, that teenager playing baseball, that child on the tricycle on the sidewalk, he died for all of them. And he rose for all of them. When you see a stranger, you should not just see the outer person, but the inner person for whom Jesus died and rose again. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Number four. There's a change in the way we see life and death. He died for all, verses 15 and 20. He died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. The resurrection of Jesus Christ has changed the way we see him, the way we see ourselves, and the way we see others. So, going back to the original question, now what? Disciples didn't know what to do, so they decided to go fishing. Is that your answer to now what? Now, there are many harmless things that we can do in this world. Unbelievers are doing them all the time, but we're not unbelievers. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Our lives have changed. We no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him who died for us and rose again. Your life is going to take different directions, particularly as you're considering graduation. But this direction does not change. We live for him. We live to glorify his name. We live to proclaim to lost souls, that old man, that woman, that teenager, that child, to proclaim to them, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And finally comes the last change. Change of our physical body. For in the resurrection, we shall be glorified to spend eternity in heaven. But while we're here on earth, we are ambassadors for Christ. So you see yourself in this new way. A people who have been made new by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We turn to hymn 444, verse 4.